You're listening to Potential Cast, Season 4, Episode 10, Hush. From out of a fairy tale comes a group of murderous creatures known as the Gentlemen. First they steal everyone's voices, then they begin to collect human hearts.
This is Gabby.
I'm Illyrio.
I'm Des.
Hey, Des.
Hey, Des.
I listen to too many podcasts. I can't even remember which ones I have to introduce myself on and which ones I have to introduce on.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Well.
We like the spontaneity of it.
Mm. You know what I like?
What?
This episode. Yeah. And when I say like, I mean I like it the way you fall in love with the most amazing, perfect, I cannot believe how good this was. Mm-hmm. And I frankly can say probably the best episode of television I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Wow.
A lot of people, it's almost like it's so cliche or it's so obvious to say this is their favorite episode of Buffy or, you know.
I thought it was fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
I really enjoyed this episode. So brilliant. And oddly enough, probably some of the best acting when they have nothing to say.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, yes.
Yeah, it's like This was very special in television history, and still, this is still one of the greatest hours of television ever made.
Now, isn't this the episode, like, weren't they, didn't they, like, get nominated for an Emmy for this episode?
Yeah, Joss says that he wrote this episode as a challenge to himself because critics had hailed him for his deft use of banter and witty wordplay. So he decided to see if he was a good enough writer to craft an episode which was largely lacking any dialogue at all. And yeah, it's like one of the rare episodes that was nominated for.
It was so good.
Yeah, it was. I mean, I never thought I'd see a masturbation scene on Buffy the Vampire Slayer. And it was the greatest masturbation scene in the history of television.
I was watching and I started cracking up on that scene. And Skylar's like, "What are you laughing about? What are you laughing about?" I'm like, "She was miming staking in her lap, and it didn't look like staking." She started laughing. She said, "Oh."
My favorite mime is what she did immediately after I noticed and grimaced myself, is how fat Giles drew her.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's supposed to be Buffy? And then she's like, you guys didn't see it or hear it, but I did exactly what she did.
Yeah. And I don't think that was in the script. I think that she came up with that. That was just like,
Croft. I think he drew Stuffy.
Yeah. Awesome.
Oh my God.
That's great. I like that. I think we should get into some feedback.
Yes.
And then let the gushing commence. We have a couple emails, and then we have a couple voicemails. So email-wise, I'll read Chalet's. Hi, Gaxers and Gester. That's you, Des.
That's me.
Hush. Brilliant. Love you guys. Chalet.
Wow.
I concur. I mean,
what can you say? What can you say?
Say more with less.
Well, let's see what Ian Swallow has to say. Stephanie?
Okay. Ian Swallow. Hey, Gex, including Zimberly. It's UK Ian here, or should that be Zillian?
Xian.
Okay.
Xian.
I missed the post on the Facebook until today, so I hope this gets to you in time.
Sorry, too bad. Let's move on.
Somehow my feedback for Pangs got lost down the hellmouth, so I'll tell you again how I found you guys. Last month, I decided to rewatch Buffy and Angel and wanted to listen along with the podcast. So I went looking and found a few, but I never really clicked with what they had to say. That was until I stumbled upon your show. You do exactly what I enjoy when I give shows I love to friends. You chat about the episode and form theories and generally have fun. So I blitzed through all of your episodes within a week, and now I'm here.
What?
Here.
I'm sorry,
holy
what?
Crap.
Within a week.
Holy
and
sh-
now I'm here sending you
did
feedback.
Did you sleep?
The podcast I enjoy about a series I love. On to Hush. Now, as Professor Walsh says at the beginning, Hush is all about communication, and especially how not saying something can say more than trying to talk directly. This is also one of the all-time best iconic episodes of Buffy. I love it, not just the concept of it, but also so well directed and is full of scary, funny, and dramatic moments. While I quite like the series before this, Hush is the one episode that made me a fan of the series. It showed what the show was capable of and the multiple layers the show works on. As all the best quotes in this episode are visual, I expect this to be difficult for any of you to pick one. Oh, and don't forget Tara. Mm-hmm. I'll be interested to hear what you think is going on here. Thanks, Ian in the UK.
Thank you, Ian.
Thank you.
Yeah. I thought those gentlemen were the creepiest things ever.
Weren't they awesome?
Oh, it was amazing.
They were so cool.
And they're
even
goons?
There was one scene where you could see that they were standing on the box and it was being pulled. But other than that, they were so creepy with those constant grins.
First time, this time that I watched, I could see the prosthetic on their hands that made their hands look like skeletons.
Mm-hmm.
But that was a Camden toy and
Doug Jones, who Skyler says is just as creepy in real life.
I didn't talk to him.
He's a little weird. Yeah, I did.
He seems very delightful. I've heard interviews with him, and he's funny.
He's strange. This episode I find a little scary too, you know. I'm a sissy, but I mean it doesn't scare me that much, but the gentlemen are like so creepy. They're right up there with like the angels or the silence. They also creep me out.
Oh,
but,
okay. From Doctor Who, Kim.
Yes, Doctor Who. But the silence.
Yeah.
But the when that part where Olivia is looking out the window and
oh my god,
exactly what's gonna happen because I've seen the episode before and
I knew what was gonna happen and I hadn't seen the episode and it still freaked me out.
It made me jump even though I knew he was gonna be there floating by the window.
I don't watch TV standing up. I was lying down on the couch, so I was okay.
It startled me.
Oh, it startled me as well.
Well, I always wonder, why is Olivia, she just like, his friend shows up and like there's no, it's just odd that she shows up, but we need somebody new who's not used to the weird things going on in Sunnydale for us to, you know what I mean? It's much scarier with these new characters in this episode than it would be with just the Scoobies because they're used to this stuff by now.
I think the thing that was so brilliant about this episode is that, you know, sometimes when you're watching, you can look away and you can, you know, write things down or things will get you distracted, but you had to watch the entire episode because you couldn't hear dialogue.
That's true.
You had to read the lips, and even reading lips, they were very easy to read. So you knew exactly what each person was quote unquote saying. I thought it was so good, and all the visual like gags, like the guy selling the boards for $10 and they're like whatever loser, and then they walk in wearing it.
Yeah,
well, what was so funny about that was, okay, first they walk by the liquor store and there are, was it a bar or a liquor store?
It was a liquor store.
Yeah,
so When something terrible happens, some people cling to booze, some people cling to religion, and then some people are going to, they're going to capitalize on the situation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, we have another email. This one is from Katrin Mills. Feedback for Hush. Morning, spoilers for Hush. Dear Gex and guest. Well, you've reached Hush, the episode I consider to the best to be the best one of all time. Hold on. I'm going to let you finish. I'm going to let you finish, Joss Whedon. This episode is the greatest episode of all time. I love how that's not in her email. She would not be as dumb as that. That was entirely me. I love how funny it is without using any words. I love everything about this episode. The fact that Joss can create such an amazing episode with 24 minutes of no dialogue is incredible to me. My first time watching through the series, I didn't see every episode. I just watched randomly with my sisters when they had it on. But then I saw this episode and I fell in love with the series. I saw Buffy and Riley's first kiss and love them together. Yes, I love Riley and I also love Buffy and Riley together.
I do too! Ha ha!
I saw Anya and Xander and Spike being hilarious. And if I knew that, I knew that I had to watch the whole show. But the thing that I love most about this episode is the introduction of my favorite character in all of Buffy and my third favorite character of the Buffyverse. Tara McClay. I didn't know she had a last name. Yes, that shy, stuttering girl from Wicca Group. I love her, and I can't wait to hear what Gak thinks of her. I love this episode, and I love you guys. Can't wait to hear what you think. Love, Katrin. Katrin, thank you, and here's my opinion of Tara. I think we're gonna see Tara and Willow do it!
I don't think you would see that. It is on network television. Hello.
I think we're going to get to see the illusion of them doing it.
Did you see? You saw that spark in her eye as well, Lirio?
Oh, my God.
When they held each other's hands.
I was all over that spark.
Well, Birmingham, Alabama represent.
Yes.
Amber Benson's from Birmingham. Mm.
Oh, we met her.
Yeah, we did.
Steph. Yeah, me and Steph and yes, our children. We got to meet her. Yeah.
I wouldn't have known who she was because I didn't know she for her from anything before this.
Yeah.
So Tara stays around, I guess.
At least another episode.
Nice. Gabby, please read Rachel Horn's email.
Oh, Rachel Horn. Hush. Spoilers abound if you haven't seen Hush. Seriously, Hush spoilers. Space, space, space. Okay, predictions for the podcast that covers the episode known as Hush. Space, space, space. One, at least two people will say, oh my god, this was awesome! Two, at least one person will be so excited that after two or three seasons of disgusting zigzag partings, there will be a character with a zigzag parting in this episode. At least two people will express annoyance at Forrest, and that one person will point out that on the fan in the elevator was this one redeeming moment.
That was good. I didn't hate him at that moment.
Four.
I have no idea what you said because Kim is laughing too loud.
You had the guy that said, come on, come on.
Oh, yeah.
And the face he was making. Come on, ridiculous. Come on.
Four. Illyrio will identify and properly pronounce Danse Macabre.
La Danse Macabre.
Thank you. Merci. Five, Stephanie will not be able to stop herself from discussing at least two things discussed in the commentary.
Well, Josh talked about how Allison Hannigan has huge silent movie.
That's not what I thought you were going to say, but carry on.
That Allison Hannigan is a silent movie star. She has huge eyes. And I'll think of something else later, I'm sure.
Okay. 6. You will have so much feedback for this episode that this email may never be read. Damn it! I should have done a voicemail. 7. Hopefully, at least 4 of you will have difficulty in picking out just one quote.
No, I have the best quote of them all, and I will only need one.
Okay. And that's ironic considering the given amount of no speaking. 8. Nobody will notice that when Olivia drew the picture of the gentleman she saw, she drew it as a mirror image of what she saw. She saw him come from the left of the screen and draws his right profile. 9. At least one person will need to be reminded that we have seen Olivia before.
No. We all remember Olivia, right?
Yeah.
What? Really?
I remember her.
Giles is, friend.
Yeah.
Kim, are you far away again?
Friend with benefits.
From the first episode of this season.
Yeah.
Yeah. Buffy came over and she was in a shirt. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Oh, one person.
At least one person needed to be reminded.
The one who's seen it all before.
10. At least one person will make a prediction regarding Willow based on a particular scene.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, that's true. That's it. What do I win? Love the podcast. It's a blast listening to you each week. Stick it out with Angel. There are at least 3 episodes in the entire series that I have watched more than once.
Wow. This is what you win. You get to keep listening to us. Free of charge. You know, folks, we guarantee you we will never charge for this podcast.
Yay!
You could buy a t-shirt, though. Awesome. I think we have one or two more emails. The last email is from Mark Harris. I want to point out, Mark wrote this to us, I believe, in April of last year.
Yes.
Wow. So, dedicated.
Steph, do you mind reading Mark's email?
All right. All right. To be opened after Buffy season 4, episode 10, Hush. Love listening to your show. I am on my 3rd viewing of Buffy Angel, and I'm enjoying all your comments and predictions. I have heard a lot of people, including you guys, on a previous episode talk about Hush. Everyone points out that it is a silent episode and got a writing award. I don't think that's what's so special about it. It's not that they don't talk during the episode. There are 13 minutes of talking before the first voice is taken, not counting the Buffy intro. And 3 minutes, 26 seconds between Buffy scream and the first credit card appears. That means there is 16 minutes, 26 seconds of silence compared to 26 minutes and 26 seconds of talking. What I think is so special about this episode is that everyone has things they want to say. Some can't because it is a secret, or they just can't find the words to say it right. Either way, they all want to communicate with each other, but talking is getting in the way. To resolve this situation, which Joss created for this purpose, Joss took away their ability to talk. Now they have to communicate. They can't hide behind words. Fun bit of trivia. Without talking, none of them had anything to take their cues from. So when they said action, everyone started and the scene ended in seconds. Oops. Keep enjoying the show.
Awesome. Thank you, Mark, very much. Hope you're still listening. we have some voicemailers, some voicemails.
Woo!
All right. Are we ready for the voicemail?
Yes.
Our first voicemail is from Heidi. Let's hear what Heidi has to say.
Hey, Gax and a special guest. I just wanted to call in about Hush. And this is Heidi. By the way, before I forget, Hush to me is, it's one of my very favorite episodes, and it is the perfect mix of horror, comedy, and a very thought-provoking episode, the horror parts. The first time I watched Hush was in the middle of the night. I had no idea what was coming, and let me tell you, it was scary. I think the scariest part is the whole not being able to scream when the monster is coming after you. That really gets to me. And of course, it's hilarious with the Giles's slideshow. That's one of my favorite parts. And then the thought-provokingness, I've actually used this episode in reference in sociology papers, and my teacher actually watched Buffy, so that was good. I got some brownie points there. And with the whole they can't communicate until they can't speak thing, and yeah, lots of great stuff. So I hope you all loved it, and I'll talk to you guys later. Bye.
Bye, Heidi.
Bye.
Thanks, Heidi.
Indeed. And we have another voicemail from Katrin.
Hi, Gax. This is feedback for Hush, so do not listen any further if you have not seen Hush. This is Katrin, and I wanted to give feedback for this episode because it is my favorite Buffy episode of all time. It's hilarious, and it's so funny without any words. I love that. This episode has my favorite monster of the week ever. The gentlemen, I think, are one of the creepiest monsters ever on both Buffy and Angel. I love Giles in this episode. I love Anya in this episode. I love how dirty it is without even really trying. I really love this episode. And this episode, most importantly, marks the introduction of my favorite character on Buffy, that is Tara. Yes, that girl from Wicca Group. My favorite character of the whole series. I hope that you guys will grow to love her just as much as I do. I really love this episode, and I cannot wait to hear what you guys have to say about it. Bye.
Bye, Katrin.
Yeah, watching this episode this time, the scene where they move the Coke machine.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I got emotional.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I was like, what? What? Wow. I've never felt like that before watching this part.
That's but, awesome.
The gentleman, they're based on Nosferatu, Pinhead. Wait, so am I saying that wrong?
No, I'm just saying it very dramatically and obnoxiously.
Nosferatu. So Nosferatu, Pinhead, and Mr. Burns.
I see it.
Did Katrin send an email as well?
Yes. You win a prize for realizing that Katrin sent a voicemail and an email.
With the same stuff.
Yes.
Dedication.
Dedication. And you know what? Frankly, she's covering all her bases, and I commend her for it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I like what she had to say. I agree with her about, you know, how it is a really funny episode, and it's also really scary at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
When they're just floating down the street, they did a really good job with, you know, their special effects, because mm-hmm. they really looked like they were floating down the street.
It was just so creepy.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. Very creepy.
Unnerving. It was just like, ugh. Like, the whole time, I was like, those guys, you're looking at it, and you're like, don't look at me.
Yeah.
You're talking about the dream sequence at the beginning.
Oh,
darn.
That, too. Oh, I meant to talk about that.
Ugh.
That was highly disturbing, and I'm glad that it quickly turned into a dream sequence.
Oh, let's make out in front of the whole class. Smoochy, smoochy.
Then it goes at nighttime.
That I found was actually pretty neat of a line.
It's cool.
That was very cool.
You didn't swoon when you said that?
I did.
Hey, I think Riley's boring as shit, but I thought I was swooning.
I like Riley and Buffy.
I did too. You know, it's nice to see Buffy with a nice, normal, you know, guy. Yeah, sure, he's part of the initiative, but he is trained really as a soldier. You know, it's not a supernatural thing, which I like. She's not, you know, with the vampire. So I think it's nice. I like this. I think it's kind of a, you know, a normalish relationship. He can kind of keep up with her because of his training, but he's not, you know, superhuman. And That's the main thing I like about them together. Plus, he's kind of adorable, even though he's not that good of an actor. And he looked good when in his tank top when he was all sweaty. You feeling me, Gabby? You feeling me?
I am. I'm not gonna lie, I really do like him, and I'll stick by what I've said before. Is even though he comes off as such a doofus in the everyday stuff, you know that there's something down underneath. I kind of dig it.
You mean his swimsuit place?
That's what I thought she meant. He is kind of a doofus, but I think that's part of his charm.
I still think that, I don't know, I mean, I could be wrong, but it also seems kind of like a little bit of an act for like his everyday, you know, his everyday out in public. You know, I'm a teacher's assistant. Yes, her cover story. I'm a teacher's assistant. Whatever. You're kind of badass. Cute.
Yeah. A lot of people don't like Riley, but I definitely do.
You're allowed.
Yeah. Oh, you're I know. Shit. No one's gonna. Oh, sorry. No one's gonna.
You're allowed take another my couple of those
from me. I can. You know, I am not gonna get upset if people have different opinions than me. I'm okay with it. I'm just saying. I'm kind of in the minority. I think a lot of the time. I'm also not a huge fan of Tara. Like everyone loves Tara, so that's another thing I'm in the minority about.
Okay, so when the gentlemen first appear, and then, you know, we all come back from our bathroom break because we kind of peed our pants. and who here thought that they were just going to take seven voices? I was confused. I thought they were taking souls at first, and then everybody's voice was gone. I'm like, what's going on? And then, oh my God, they're cutting people's hearts out of their chest.
Well, and the taking the people's voices, that reminded me, that was too much like in
yes,
the second episode, what is it, the freshman or whatever, the episode about Kathy, the yes roommate.
And they were, and she was slowly taking her soul out. It was the same effect, same visual effect.
Yeah.
Boo. So horrible simple episode. Hush sucks.
You know, this week, not to be too spoilery, but on Lost Girl, they had a thing where somebody's voice was taken, and I watched it tonight after I watched Hush, and I was getting a real Buffy vibe from it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, especially since everybody keeps comparing Lost Girl to Buffy.
Maybe a little bit. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Well, a lot of the critics do. They like to.
Because they both have, like, the, you know,
empowered female.
And
that's, you know, not allowed. Go characters make me a sandwich. No, seriously, nobody's going to make me a sandwich.
Right. Okay. Who were Anya and Xander in this?
They're adorable. I love Anya. See, Anya is one of my favorite characters.
Anya's turning into one of my favorites too.
She is. I love how blunt she is. How, you know, she has no filter, and she just says whatever's on her mind. I think that's great, and she's always, you know, the source of much hilarity with me.
Nobody say anything that she said, please.
Okay.
You must have one of her lines.
Just a little hint there.
her sign language was perfect.
Oh my God. I'm like, wow, that got past standards in practice.
That was great.
Stupid cough. Yeah, and you know what was weird to me is with nobody being able to speak, every time you'd hear some noise kind of in the background,
yes, it would be
jarring bad, because you'd think things were on mute. Mm-hmm. Or it'd be like a scene, you know, like in Deep Space or something, where you just don't hear anything. And in fact, it's just people's voices you don't hear. And so it was weird. By the way, was that Jonathan that dropped the jar? It looked like Jonathan.
No.
I don't think so.
It looked like Jonathan.
It was not Jonathan.
Oh.
I can guarantee you.
Are we not going to see Jonathan anymore?
Don't answer that.
I hope yes. I hope maybe, yes. I hope we not see Jonathan again. Because now I miss him.
Because he's adorable.
Yeah, and made me feel better about myself.
Will you squee upon his return?
Perhaps a very manly squee, Gabriella. Perhaps. Yeah, it was really jarring. And I didn't really fully realize what would happen because I thought they just took Buffy's voice and Willow's voice. And so when that girl was crying down the hallway, I didn't realize what that was about. And then when if everyone's voice is gone, it was pretty neat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they were able to, you know, sigh and you know, make noise with crying but not speak at all. So that always distracted me when, like, somebody sighed or something. I was like, hey, oh.
Yeah, when Xander calls, you know, because that would be the first thing you would think to, was call everybody.
The funniest thing.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I laughed so hard I had to stop it. And back it up because it just it was hilarious.
Anybody
they
else
realize at the same time? Hey, this is not going to work.
Did anybody else realize or kind of find it weird how much of Xander's butt we saw when he was getting into bed?
Well, I was okay with that.
It was just like there's a lot of buttage going on here.
Not only was there Xander's butt, but Giles was shirtless, and I was okay with that too.
Shirtless Giles.
I'm a Giles fan.
Gezeray.
Uh-huh. Yeah, now these days he's not too old for me. Back in the day he used to be too old for me, not anymore.
Oh, what else can I say? The scene when Xander walks in and thinks that Spike is killing Anya was awesome.
Because he realizes how he feels about her.
No, because when he looks back at Spike, he's like, sorry. That kind of, sorry, my bad face was amazing. It was so good.
Yeah, because they really don't care about Spike.
No.
They don't care what he thinks. They don't care if they hurt him. Whatever.
I love the scene where Giles is like, take him over because to your house because I have a guest coming over. And then the whole time he's like tormenting him and he's trying to sleep. That was so funny.
Ugh.
That was like... So what did we think of when Riley finally saw that Buffy was Buffy?
Oh, that was so cool!
I love
that. They were pointing their weapons at each other. That was awesome. Yeah.
Now, wasn't that was the first time that Buffy realized that he was part of the initiative too, right? I'm not watching along with you guys. I only watched this episode, so I wasn't sure. But
goodbye.
I just watched the series like a year ago. I don't have time to rewatch it again this year. So sorry, guys.
This is the reason that they've been so all shucks around each other is because they can't be their true self because they're hiding something. So now that they're able to say, this is me, this is what you get, they can fully communicate and move on with their relationship.
I love it. Now they can team up and whoop ass, hopefully.
Yeah.
That's not going to work.
I don't think right now Buffy knows that he's part of the initiative.
Well, he had that like
that lightning weapon
rifle. And,
but I wouldn't think he's in the military. I just think maybe he's another type of slayer.
Wasn't he wearing like fatigue?
He was wearing army boots.
Yeah. Oh, he was? Okay, I take it back.
I'm pretty sure.
She told them not to. She told them to wear the civilian clothes the first night.
Yeah,
not to scare anybody. But the second night, they suited up because I guess few people had died, so they were definitely in their military outfits.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Riley's going to be a big dumb jerk, and he's going to be overprotective and say, "What are you doing? You can't do that. You can't take that. You can't take that." He's going to be a big dumb jerk.
You think so?
You think he's going to...
He's
going to
be intimidated by her?
He's going to chauvinize the place up.
Be insecure about his manliness and her...
Not so much, no. I think he's going to be overprotective and chauvinistic.
Hmm.
She's a slayer. She can take care of herself.
Yeah, but he don't know that.
He may soon, if they talk.
If they talk.
Sat down to talk. Yeah.
Before we get into that awesome closing scene, who in the hell does Buffy think she is? that once she hears that they all die when the princess gets her voice back and screams, that she's like, when do I get my voice back? How do I get my voice? What, you're the princess? Really? You're the principessa? Really?
Obviously.
Well, she's the slayer, so she thinks she's special. In every way.
That was so rude.
That way.
I was hoping it was going to be Tara that was going to be the princess because she was very quiet in the group.
Yeah, I thought
it would have been fitting
be
for her to find
that could
her voice.
Actually speak.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
For a bit of the episode.
You really dropped the ball on that one, Josh.
Mr. Eden. But I have the same reaction that the gentleman had when I listened to Buffy's voice.
Oh, it was a terrible, terrible scream. She is not good at screaming.
It wasn't
screaming.
Bad at all, actually.
Your head explodes and yellow stuff goes all over the place.
Gosh.
I laughed out loud.
You're still talking
loud.
About Buffy, right, Gabby?
Yes.
Okay. That made me laugh hysterically.
She is definitely a scream queen kind of actress.
Well, it was some other act. It was, you know, dubbed.
Oh, was it?
Was not SMG.
No. They could have got.
I think we should have an SMG jar. Anytime any of us says SMG, we should put money in an SMG jar. I hate it more than adorbs.
Crap. Adorbs?
I just said adorbs twice. Hold on.
That is adorbs. It's absolutely adorbs when Steph says SMG.
Well, I'm not disputing that.
It's adorkable.
Oh, even worse. I hate adorkable.
like I was saying in the last episode, how Riley has good reactions. Like when he was reacting to Buffy fighting, those were the funniest I think he's ever been. Yeah. He's just in such shock. That was great.
Yeah, because she's just a girl, right? You
exactly.
know, I mean, how would she be able to kick butt so much? She's just a normal girl, not trained or anything.
That's funny.
My favorite scene was the scene where they're where Giles and the overhead projector, the picture, this stick drawing of the hearts.
Oh,
it made me laugh super hard. And then when they kept cutting to Anya and she's like all excited and happy, like really, really into it and enjoying it, everybody else is a little upset. It was awesome.
I liked when Willa pointed to her heart and then Xander was like, boobs?
Boobs?
Yeah.
What did the gentleman want?
Yeah. Boobs, of course.
Of course.
Man doesn't.
Well, I don't want them on me.
Maybe in a jar?
No, thank you. I just want that on the record.
Brilliant. I just love this episode.
Man, the way it ended, I've never ever done this with a Buffy episode. When it ended, I literally out loud to myself said, perfect.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you, like, punched the air and
no.
froze for a second.
No, no, I don't do that kind of thing. Awesome. I only punch the air when I play hockey and manage to touch the puck. It was, the way they ended that, I kind of saw it coming, but I thought it was perfect.
Yeah.
Kim, some of us are professionals and are trying to carry on.
Well, I'm just picturing it, that's why I'm laughing.
I can picture it too, you got to do that in Raleigh.
Yes, yes, sure, sure. For you, Des, I will.
You're the best.
I love this episode so much. And it was a non Buffy Angel story, because those are the two that I've been like so obsessed with in the whole series, even the Angel ones. But this one was just so great.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah.
Angel who?
I am not a big fan of Angel at all. I think he's kind of lame, and I don't like brooding guys, but Angelus is the bomb, yo.
Yeah.
That was for you, Gabby.
Okay, thank you.
You got me saying that.
Bear, please. Anything else? Points of revelation?
The music was great. It was like a silent movie.
The whole episode between the music and just the look and the feel was so dreamlike.
Mm-hmm. It was like a fairy tale.
It was so cool. It was cooler than anything we've seen before up to this point. It was like, what show have I been watching?
Yeah.
Oh, this is cool. Let's keep going.
It elevated the series.
There are a few episodes that of this series that are like that. This is one of them. Mm-hmm. You have a couple more that are coming up that are just like wow episodes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God, I hope so, because I'm scared that this is its peak and nothing's going to be as good as this.
No, it's not the peak, definitely. I mean, there's more.
That's
like
good
this.
To hear.
Yeah.
Very good. Yeah. I can't get over how much better it got when no one spoke. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh. It really, really did.
It was like, because I kind of heard silent episode, this and that, but it wasn't gimmicky at all, you know?
Mm-mm.
That feeling that I kind of expected that it was going to kind of feel gimmicky, and not at all, not at all, not at all. It was just amazing.
Well, and they had the newscaster set, there was...
Yeah.
Made sense why nobody was suspicious. Oh, the town has laryngitis.
I love epidemics.
Mm. I do. Epidemics and prophecies. I'm just a sucker for.
I love the epidemics. Yeah, that's why I'm studying to be an epidemiologist. I'm gonna go cure that laryngitis that they have over there in Sunnydale.
Between epidemics and masturbation.
Tell me about it.
Shirtlessness is just all over.
An epidemiologist, you'll probably, I got a phone call from the CDC last night, and I was on the phone for 30 minutes giving my child's immunization records, question by question by question. I thought, this is what Des was going to do.
I'll be tracking down diseases and asking people questions. When did you get sick? Where have you eaten? All those fun things.
Hey, you guys, we have another bit of audio feedback that I forgot to play earlier. So do you guys want to hear that? And then maybe we can, if you'd like, wrap things up.
Sure.
All right. Here's a voicemail from an as to yet unknown contributor. Coming up very soon. I'm not vamping at all. Here we go.
Do not listen to until after you see Hush. Hey there, Gex and special guest, and probably Robin, because he's in everything. Like Sam Jackson. Anyway, this is your mystery caller. Sorry I forgot to say my name last time, but now there's so much mystery behind it, I kind of want to keep it that way. So, I move on. So, Hush. What can I say about Hush?
Thank you very much, Mystery Caller.
Oh, Mystery Caller.
Awesome.
I wonder if he'll reveal himself in the final episode.
The final episode of Potential Cast?
Yeah,
that'd be amazing.
Awesome.
It turns out to be my long lost vestigial twin.
Disappointed if his name is John.
Or Jack. All right, I'm all out of points. Anyone else?
Yeah.
All right, shall we rate?
Let's.
I am going to rate this episode 10 out of 10.
Yes. Really?
Yeah. That's how good it was.
I also give it 10 out of 10.
Yeah. I give it 10 out of 10 vicarious smoochies.
Very nice.
Well, I give it 9.5. Yes. I take a half a point off for the scream. That is the only thing I hate about this episode. It's that scream. It's awful. But I give it 9.5 out of 10 orgasm friends.
Oh!
Those are my favorite kind.
I'm sorry. That's terrible. Who are we missing?
Dez.
Did everybody else go? Okay.
Yes,
Dez. I just want to make sure. Okay. I give it 9.5 out of 10 potential kick-ass crime-fighting couples.
what's your half
now, what point? Do you take the half point off for?
Because no episode of TV is ever perfect, so. There's no perfect. I mean, the Scream was horrible. I thought that was bad. And, there are some, you know, characters that weren't in it that I like and everything. So, yeah, I'm just not gonna give it a perfect because I'm a jerk.
Well, that's acceptable and believable. Okay. Thank you, Desiree, for your honesty. That's what we thought about the episode. Tell us what you think. You can send us an email at
potentialcast@gmail.com.
You can check us out on Twitter, twitter.com/potentialcast. You can visit the website, potentialcast.com, and you can check out the show notes and download, or please subscribe via iTunes. Join us on the Facebook group, facebook.com/groups/potentialcast. Please keep it spoiler free or I will cry.
Ooh.
Again.
Again.
Exactly.
And that's what we thought. Let us know. You can call us, 270-40-BUFFY. There's a phone number. The proof is in the pudding of the hearing of the voicemails of today. And apart from that, I think it's quote time.
I think this was the highest rated episode by all of us.
I think potentially, yes.
This is the first time I think the three of us all gave it 10s.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think you're right.
Mm-hmm.
Probably so.
Huh?
Yay.
Dez, you're our guest. What's your quote?
Okay. Oh, I have so many. Okay,
you can start with one.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. I happen to be very biteable, pal. I'm moist and delicious.
That's awesome. Oh.
No. Bunch of wanna blessed bees. You know, nowadays, every girl with a henna tattoo and a spice rack thinks she's sister of the dark ones.
Oh. You mean an orgasm friend?
Oh,
sorry. Go ahead, Kim.
All over that. Go ahead. Do yours.
No,
again.
No. You do. You go. Please.
It was like stereo.
It was. It was the same quote.
No, it wasn't.
No.
Like, oh, we're not friends. Go on.
Oh, you mean an orgasm friend?
See you after Wicca group.
This isn't a relationship. You don't need me. All you care about is lots of orgasms.
Did anyone else find it kind of weird how not weird, but how Willow kind of excused herself then was spying on them?
Yeah.
She was trying to get out of their way so they
But just the episode before, she was like, oh, I'm in so much pain. Oz left me. And now she's like, hee-hee-hee-hee. I'm so glad my friend's in love. Anyways.
Maybe some time had passed or something.
Maybe. I digress.
Maybe she was drunk again.
Yeah.
Is Willow being an alcoholic going to be an issue?
Don't spoil him.
Alcoholic lesbian witch.
With books to return to the library.
What's up next, Steph?
Next.
Doesn't
next
matter. Time. It can't be as good as this. Let's give up now.
What's next?
Doomed.
Doomed.
Sorry. Okay. We're doomed.
We're doomed to not have as great of an episode ever.
Yeah. That's it, folks.
Later.
The rest of these potential casts, I'm just going to mail it in. Desiree?
Yes.
Where can't we hear you on the internet?
That might be a shorter list. Oh, God. I'm just going to plug 2 shows, okay, out of 5. Is that good?
If you mention a particular show...
I'm not going to mention FisherCast.
Thank you, Desiree.
That's what Robin's job.
You are welcome to return.
I'm gonna mention the 2 that I do with people who are on this podcast right now. Yes. Ooh. I do What's On with Steph and Des with Steph about TV every week.
Now, which one are you on that show?
I am actually Des. Okay. And Steph is Steph. Actually. Sometimes we switch it up, but most
slightly
of the time
confusing, but I'll try to follow along.
Yeah. Listen a few times, you'll get the hang of it. And then I also do Bitch Please with Gabby, and Illyrio's on that one too.
I'm not so, really on that show.
He's producer Illyrio.
I'm up in the corner and pushing buttons.
And we just recorded a new one last night.
It's out already.
It's out already.
And by last night, we mean 2 weeks ago. 3 weeks ago. Stop. 3 weeks ago.
It's been out for like a month.
It's been out
two.
For almost a month.
Let me go to the website.
It's time for us to record another one, basically, is what you're saying.
In fact, we're going
to
be recording one about lingerie next week.
Yes, possibly. That one's not on iTunes, so let me give the website for that one. The other one's on iTunes, but you can go to bepleasecast@blogspot.com. Yes, there we go. Yeah.
I don't know, or maybe we are on iTunes.
Well, hopefully by the time this comes out, but I doubt it because it's been like 3 months already.
That's true.
Well, Desiree, we thank you greatly for joining us, gracing us with your presence. And we hope to see you again.
Yes, I have one episode every season, so I was fortunate enough to grab one in the early days. So awesome. I will be back next season. I don't know what episode it is. Most of the episodes I kind of got what it was available. This is one of the only ones that I said I really have to have this episode because it's one of my favorites. So I was lucky enough to get that one. But I will be back. Awesome. I really appreciate you guys letting me come on again. I love talking to you guys. Love you all. You're all the best.
Oh, well, thank you, Desiree.
Thank you.
Yeah, well, listen, that's it for us for today. Bye.
Bye. Later.
And now, little lady, if you'll kindly step up to the parapet, I'll give you a lesson in marksmanship.
You couldn't give me a lesson in long-distance spitting. Anything you can do better. I can do anything better than you.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can. Yes, I can.
Anything you can be, I can be greater. Sooner or later, I'm greater than you.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. I can shoot a partridge with a single cartridge.
I can get a sparrow with a bow and arrow.
I can live on bread and cheese.
And only on that?
Yes.
So can a rat.
Any note you can reach, I can go higher.
I can sing anything higher than you.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
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 No, you can't.
Recording. Hello.
Okay.
Oi.
Do it, hello. Motherfucker.
Hello, hello, hello.
Okay.
Wait, you're explicit, Ryan? This explicit?
No, yeah. Try not to be too much.
Oh, jeez.
Okay, I will try.
You get 4 fucks, 15 bitches, 2 motherfuckers, 8 assholes, and 1 cunt.
Oh, crap. In a whole hour? That's not enough.
Sorry. Dem's the break.
Enjoy the silence.